Hello, my name is Ryan Waller, and I'm a developer on the Immersive Reader team. And in this video and following series of videos, I'd like to show you how to use the Immersive Reader Cognitive Service to integrate the Immersive Reader on your website. Now, in this first video, I'm going to give an overview of what the Immersive Reader is. And then we'll go take a look at the source code and samples we have on GitHub, and we'll finish up by looking at some of our documentation. Then in subsequent videos, we'll be covering the authentication that we need to do, Active Directory authentication. You'll need to configure and set up for use with calling the Immersive Reader SDK. And then we'll move next into covering a quick start sample solution, which shows how to use the Immersive Reader in a full end-to-end server client project. And then we'll follow from that into a fourth video on an advanced sample, which covers advanced topics about how to do multiple language documents, how to handle localization of the Immersive Reader UI, how to do math, etc. And we'll cover all that in videos to come. But first, let's start with an overview of the Immersive Reader. And what we're looking at here is Flipgrid. It was one of the very first integrations of the Immersive Reader on a partner website. Flipgrid is a video storytelling product aimed at education scenarios where students can submit video clips as part of homework or classroom assignments. So instead of standing in front of the classroom and doing public speaking, they can do something much more comfortable and submit a video and post it to this grid of flips, which are these video submissions. So what we're looking at, all these various tiles are the video submission flips, and each of them has a title and short description associated with it. And what the Flipgrid team wanted to do is add some inclusion and accessibility into their product by integrating the Immersive Reader here for people who might have reading difficulty to even comprehend this text or small text. They can just quickly and easily launch the Immersive Reader. So this is essentially the goal of the Immersive Reader SDK and Cognitive Service, to get you to do something very simple like this. Just embed a button on your site, and with the click of that button, immediately launch into the Immersive Reader. Now we're looking at the Immersive Reader, and I have a lot of things going on, a lot of colors on the screen. Perhaps I should reset some of these. I'm turning off parts of speech and syllables. We'll get to that later. But just a quick run through of the feature set of the Immersive Reader. We have the ability to adjust text size, to increase spacing or show normal spacing. Increase spacing inserts more spacing between letters, between words, and between sentences to help focus on words and lines of text. We have a few different font choices. Some of these have shown to be very beneficial with people with dyslexia. The reader was initially created for people with reading disabilities like dyslexia, so a lot of features of the reader are centric to those kinds of disabilities. We have a wide variety of theme colors that have also been chosen to be beneficial, providing different contrast ratios for folks. Key component here on the first page, before we go a little too much further, is a text-to-speech feature of the reader. So not only can we adjust, you know, various layout features of and just kind of set up for reading better, we also have the ability to play back the text on the screen with text-to-speech. And so we have the ability to customize the speed of that playback and also choose the gender in many cases. The Immersive Reader supports many different languages. I'd say more than 30 different text-to-speech playback languages. Most of them have a female and a male voice. But as I play back here, I just wanted to say that I am recording system audio, so this might be quite loud. So I'll give you a second to adjust your speakers. But I'm going to go ahead and press play just to demonstrate this. So yes, we'll adjust the thread speed, reading speed, adjust the gender. All this happens on the fly. So we see there that we have word highlighting and word highlighting synced with the word being read. So that's very cool. So we'll dive into a few more features here. The ability to, and let me set this theme color back to black because it helps the colors pop, stand out a little bit better when we do this. But we have the ability for education, emerging readers, scenarios, early education, and second language learners, the ability to have some of these grammatical features built into the reader for EDU scenarios. So the ability to turn syllables on, to turn on various parts of speech, nouns, verb, adjectives, and adverbs. And we have, you know, a full palette of colors available for each of these for just some customizability of colors for people who might have varying degrees of color blindness that can't particularly discern our default choices. We have the ability to select many different choices. And if your color disability is advanced, so advanced that this does not work for you, we have also the ability to show labels above the word to still call out what is an adverb, a verb, noun, adjective, etc. Another feature we have here, line focus. Let me dial the text down a little bit so we have some more options to play with. But another feature we have here, line focus, a feature kind of born out of dyslexic instruction, where you might have also heard it called a reading ruler, where the teacher can put a paper over the top portion and lower portion of the of a page of text to obscure all but the intended kind of line of focus. In our case here, we have 1, 3, or 5 line ability. If I dialed this down to a little bit smaller text size, or my window was a little bit bigger, I could select 5 lines at a time. But, you know, this helps minimize distractions and allow you to focus only on a given line of text. And in playback mode, the highlighting stays right in the center of the screen within this kind of line focus selection window to prevent a lot of eye movement around the page, so you can just keep your eyes relatively fixed in the center and all the scrolling happens just at that spot. Turn this down to more reasonable speed. Picture dictionary, another cool feature of the reader. We click on words. Many words have pictures, at least 4,000 different words that we have pictures now, with plans to release many thousands more in the near future. You saw translate here. I had by word translation turned on, but we also have by document. But here we have, I think, 60 to 70 different languages supported for translation. I've picked Spanish as my translation language here by word. So here, when we click on a word, we see the original language word. In our case, it's English, and we can hear that word spoken in the native language of the document, and then in the translation just below, and also hear that spoken in the dialect of the translated language. That's pretty cool. And if we go back to translate by document, then we are now in a full-fledged Spanish translation mode for the entire document, with the ability here at top to go back and forth between the original English and the Spanish translations. And when we translate to Spanish, everything's translated. All the context is preserved. We have all the syllables and all the various parts of speech, noun, verb, adjectives, adverbs, highlighted accordingly for that language. So that's it. That's kind of a rundown of the feature set of the Immersive Reader and what an integration might look like. That's kind of the end goal of the SDK. So to get started with the SDK, we'll just take a look over here at the GitHub repository. Can provide links to that for you in our documentation as well. But what I really wanted to call your attention to here, it is GitHub, not first, is it is a GitHub repository. It is open source. If there are scenarios that you run into that don't work for whatever reason, certainly engage us. File a bug to let us know what doesn't work for you. But second, it is open source, and we welcome your contribution. So if there's something, you know, after talking with us, a scenario we don't support, or we can't necessarily implement that support within the time frame you need, then we want you to feel empowered to contribute as well, and we welcome that. So as far as the samples, or as far as the repo goes, I really just wanted to call your attention to the samples that we have available. We have several different samples provided here. I'm going to talk in subsequent videos about the C-sharp samples. We'll cover this quick start C-sharp, and then we'll cover advanced C-sharp, but we also have a Node.js sample, Python, and Java, and also the very simplest of an HTML page as well, which we can look at. Okay, so that's about it on the SDK side of things. Please contribute if you feel like you need to, and file issues, any issues that you find as you use the SDK. Well, I should also just say that as of now, SDK kind of has this top-level README file, and we are on version SDK 002. That is our current version of the SDK. We also have kind of a preview version, which is our latest set of features. You can use that at your own risk, use it for experiments, but for production, 002 is the one that we have for now. Okay, we also have an extensive set of documentation on docs.microsoft.com. Kind of, again, give you an overview of what the Immersive Reader is, something I walked through there with the Flipgrid example. A quick start on how to use C#. This is basically how to build a full end-to-end C# project, client, and server to show the how to use the Immersive Reader SDK in a fully integrated way. We also have this full sample that we walk through here already developed in our samples. So I just encourage you to clone the repo and take a look at that quick start sample, because it is essentially what this is. This is just broken down a little bit on how to actually create that. We have some tutorials on how to use the Immersive Reader in Node.js. I have a how-to, very important here, about Active Directory authentication, Azure Active Directory authentication, that you'll need to use to obtain a token to call the reader, an access token. You have some, you'll create an Immersive Reader resource in Azure and configure Active Directory in your Azure tenant. But every time someone clicks the button on your page to invoke the Immersive Reader, you will need to obtain an AAD token to make the call to the Immersive Reader SDK. Finally, we have some SDK reference documentation that covers the functions that are exposed in the SDK. Today, it's just Immersive Reader launch async, a single function that you need to call to launch the reader. Everything else is handled for you. The reader, the SDK essentially, you pass it some formatted text, you pass it this authentication token, a subdomain, which we'll talk about later. That is a particular subdomain that you create when you create the Immersive Reader resource in Azure. And then some options. So again, access token, a subdomain, that's always fixed. The content of the page that you want to launch the Immersive Reader, and then some options, which are discussed in this reference article here. It's basically the UI language, the Z-index of the page, etc. It's optional. But this one function launches the reader. So it takes the access token, the authentication token, it takes your text, and then it launches an iframe, loads our reader view into the iframe, takes that token and text, makes a call to our back-end web service to process that text. That is doing the word breaking, sentence breaking, language detection, doing the syllabification, the parts of speech, returns all that data in a response, and then all that text, processed text, gets loaded into the Immersive Reader. And then as someone presses play on the Immersive Reader for the text-to-speech playback, then the Immersive Reader is making further calls back to the back-end service to obtain the audio files needed to play back the voice. And if the document's large, we may continue making calls in the background as you progress through the document, as you scroll it or play it back, and it scrolls automatically to further process more and more segments of the document the linguistic processing we need for the parts of speech, syllables, and more speech content. Also, every time you click a word to fetch a translation. We're making calls back to the service to get the translated word. Or if you, you know, enable the translate by document feature, we make a call, translate the document. So there's a number of different calls back and forth between our web app and back-end service. But that's all self-contained within the reader page. Nothing else you need to do other than just launch the page, and then all that stuff happens for you automatically. And then finally, when we look at the immersive reader, again, it has a back button. So in this case, the iframe is launched, made a back-end call, process the text, text is loaded, more calls are made as we interact with the page, and then finally, when we're done with the page, we click this back button, and that's a signal to tear down the iframe and return your page back to its inherent state. So all that happens. It's a very turnkey experience for you. We have this one function, launch async, that loads the reader, and from then on, the reader does everything else for you. There's just a couple things you'll need to do, which we'll talk about in subsequent videos, about how to obtain this token, what the subdomain is, and how to format the content before making this call. But this document, this reference sample, covers all these parameters, covers some of that text formatting, layout, the format of the text model. We support plain text and math, ML. And we have a sample that will cover that in more detail in the fourth video. Various options that are optional, but an options structure you can provide. What is the UI language of the immersive reader? A timeout, by default, it's 15 seconds when the reader is trying to make that initial contact with our back-end service to process the text. If it doesn't receive a response within this timeout, it will show an error to the user. You can adjust that timeout. 15 seconds should be sufficient in almost all cases. The z-index of the immersive reader iframe, by default, it's 1,000. It's set to 1,000, but if you need it to be larger for whatever reason, you could set that to something higher. And this use web view, that is a flag for Chrome apps. If Chrome apps weren't compatible, iframes were not compatible with Chrome web apps. Chrome uses web views instead of iframes. So if you're running this inside a Chrome app, you can use that flag. The error that can be returned, the description of that, various error codes that we have, and how to embed that button on the page. Okay, so that's about it for my overview of the reader and kind of how to get started with the samples, code, and the documentation. I'll follow up this video with a deep dive into the Active Directory authentication that you'll need when calling the SDK, and then we'll cover the Quick Start C# sample and the Advanced sample in the next upcoming videos. All right, thank you very much. See you next video.